Bernie. Coach, another 1-1 draw.
Yeah.
Season of 1-1 draws, it seems like, in the NPSL.
Yeah.
What do you take away from tonight's match, being able to get all your guys in for, you know, the full 90?
Yeah, more or less. Yeah, I mean, we're still missing players that we want to bring in that will make a big difference. But I thought the guys that we put out were outstanding tonight. I think there was, you know, I think we gave away a goal on a set piece, which we're disappointed with, you know, and then... But to be fair, we created enough chances to win the game. So I just think it's early on in the season, we've got to start turning the good play into goals. And it's only a matter of time before that happens. I think defensively we look solid. We limited them really to long shots or chances in transition. And I thought we controlled the game, you know, for long, long periods. And they're a good team. You know, I like that actually. They're a nice team to watch. They play nice football. They're patient in possession. They're a good team to watch. So it was a good game between two good teams. I think both teams will go away from that not happy with a point, but not too disappointed either, because I thought it was a pretty good game of football.
What do you think about the goal of Martinez?
A great goal. Great combination, you know. He's a good player, isn't he? I mean, that's it. You want to try and get him involved in the play as much as you can. And I thought Ranella, playing out of position, did an unbelievable job of finding him as well at times. You know, I thought he was excellent at the base of the midfield. But Ariel's a top player. Like, when I came in here, I was surprised with how good he was. You know, because you really see how good people are when you watch them close up in training. And, you know, that's why we're playing 4-3-3, so we can get him and Dylan on the field at the same time in that playmaking role. And to be fair to Jeff Michaud, he's put himself in that conversation as well, because his play's been outstanding these first few games.
Are we going to see Ranella playing in that position more often?
Well, we don't have anybody else really to play that. Of that profile, if you like. Johnny Steele's going to be out for 6 to 8 weeks. We've got Manny Gonzalez, who's more of a short-range passer. Lovely footballer, connector. But we don't really have anybody else who's got the range of passing that Ranella has, and I think it's a game changer. You know, he could find the wingers, we could then use the width, but he could also mix up and find the two tens and play through lines. But I thought, you know, he surprised me defensively. He did really, really well defensively in that position as well. He's just a smart, good player, isn't he? So you just want to get him on the pitch wherever you can.
From the outsider's perspective, it looks like some of the tactics you might be employing are deep balls over the top to Don Smart on the left-hand side and McFarland on the right. Is that something that you're preaching to the guys to try to get them into open space? No. Or is it just what's opening up on the pitch?
Well, I think what's happening is people are so scared of the quality we've got in central areas that they get very compact, you know, and they want to try and limit the space for Ranella, Michaud, Martinez now, you know, Dylan Mayers when he's in there. So sometimes if there's no space between lines, there must be space behind lines. So if we play a couple of passes over the top, then hopefully the plan is that the defenders have to turn and run back towards their own goal, and then that space between the lines for our playmakers opens up. Because you can't cover a full field with 11 players. And I think Roma, if you see the Roma-Liverpool game, I think, you know, Liverpool did it to Roma for about 60 minutes, 70 minutes of that game, and were absolutely outstanding. There's no right and wrong way to play football. The most important thing about football is, you know, you want to play in the direction of the goal, and you want to try and make the game as easy as you can for yourself by playing in space. And if there's either space between lines or behind lines, so we just try and find the space, wherever that may be.
Do you notice the players getting frustrated with the referees at all?
Haven't noticed, no. Did you notice? If you want to notice, then you don't get in trouble. But I get in trouble if I notice. So I never saw anything.
We know you need to debrief from this game, but full throttle against FC Miami City for the Open Cup match?
100%. Yeah, 100%. We will put our strongest lineup out. It's really important to us. We may even bring in one or two more players before that. So we're taking it seriously. And we will be putting out as strong a team as we possibly can to win that game. We'll have Ruthven back, we'll have Mayers back for that game. So we'll only really, going into that game, have Steele missing. And we want to try and add one or two if we can, leading up to that game.
Good.
Thank you, Coach. Okay,